This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. When you wake up each morning, what are the first things you think of? Oh no, it's another day. But for Sir John Templeton, who in 2007 was named one of Time magazine's 100 most influential people, used to say, "What are five things that I can be grateful for?" Now, I think that's quite a refreshing attitude. A man, a special man who was given an honour for his pursuit of spiritual understanding through scientific research. He established the John Templeton Foundation, gave away millions of dollars. He belonged to the Presbyterian Church and the First Presbyterian Church of Englewood, a trustee on the board of Princeton Theological Seminary, the largest Presbyterian seminary, and he was the chair for 42 years. He was one of the most generous philanthropists in history, gave away, so I'm told, over $1 billion to charity. And he used to say, there's no greater tonic and no more potent tonic for our spirit than gratitude. And this amazing man, when he used to chair board meetings, opened in prayer and amazed his business colleagues. They greatly admired him, even though they didn't understand the Christian principles. He's recognized today as one of the greatest mutual fund managers of the last 100 years and died in 2008. And he used to say, surprisingly, life's greatest investment is the tithe. T-I-T-H-E, giving one-tenth of your money. And most reporters had no idea what he was talking about. He was knighted in 1987 for his charity work. And this is what he used to say. If you do not fall down on your knees each day with overwhelming gratitude for your blessings, then you just have not seen the big picture. John Templeton was a man who was called by God into full-time Christian service. He was taught to give one-tenth of his income. His parents taught him to do that, give the money to the church. And one of his great scriptural themes of life was taken from one of the sermons of Jesus. Give and you will receive. This is in Luke 6. Your gift will return to you in full, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over and poured into your lap. The amount that you give will determine the amount you get back. Now that in itself is an astounding statement coming from Jesus. There it is, knowing how to give, not wanting to get back. Now, not everyone sees life like he did. There's an old story of a waiter who asked a customer whether he enjoyed the meal, and the guest said everything was fine, but it would have been better if he'd been served more bread. So the next day he came back. The waiter decided to double the amount of bread, gave him four slices of bread instead of two, but this man, he still wasn't happy. The next day he doubled the bread again. Fourth day, the waiter was still determined to make this man happy, so he took a 9-foot loaf of bread, cut it in half, and with a smile said to the customer, "Look, here you are, here it is." And the waiter could scarcely wait for the reaction. And as soon as the customer saw it, he looked up and said, "Yeah, good as always, but I see you're still back to only giving two slices of bread." You see, people often are not grateful for what they get. We become ungrateful. It's easy to start off being passionate and enthusiastic about something, but then it kind of gets bored. We get bored, and thankfulness really is something that produces joy and peace in order for us to look. We just should not forget the little things, and God graciously blesses us each day with so many little things. And when we appreciate those small things, great things will come to us. So the question is today, do you live in the moment? Are you aware today of God's blessing and God's presence rather than waiting for the next thing to happen so that you think you're going to get more happiness and more meaning? Do you appreciate today? Do you stop? Do you say a prayer of thankfulness to God? Or do you just take it all for granted? Someone said it's not life's circumstances that determine the quality of our lives, but how we respond to them. And the Bible says this in 1 Thessalonians 4:18, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Paul, who said that, doesn't say to give thanks for all circumstances, but in the circumstances. Think and thank actually come from the same root word. There it is. Thank you, dear Lord, for the opportunity to be thankful. Sometimes it's hard, but Lord, give us five good reasons today to be thankful for you and for what you've done. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.